Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, March 7th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, History of Infant Schools in Great Britain. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Wikipedia, Unpacking History with a Modern Lens. Episode title, The Evolution of Infant Schools in Great Britain. Opening hello everyone, and welcome back to another enlightening episode of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving into the fascinating history of infant schools in Great Britain. It's a tale of educational innovation, societal transformation, and a testament to how far we've come in shaping early childhood education. This story is not only about the past, it's a lens through which we can examine current educational paradigms and consider the future. So, buckle up as we journey through time. Main content. Let's start by traveling back to the early 19th century, a period marked by profound change and industrial growth. Imagine this, cities bustling with industry, the air thick with the smoke of progress. But amid this advancement, there was a stark reality. Many children, far too young by today's standards, were part of the workforce. It was within this context that the concept of infant schools emerged. One of the pioneers in this movement was James Buchanan, who founded the first documented infant school in London in 1818. These schools were revolutionary, primarily established to care for children while their parents worked. Yet, they were more than mere daycare facilities. They represented the seeds of an educational philosophy aimed at nurturing not just minds, but also moral character. Now let me take you to the Scottish town of New Lanark, another key location in this narrative. Here, the philanthropist Robert Owen established what can be considered the blueprint for modern early childhood education. Owen's model combined play with learning in a nurturing environment, a concept strikingly similar to what we know as kindergarten today. This brings us to a crucial area of exploration, the dual role of these early schools. On one hand, they were instrumental in providing care. On the other, they began introducing structured education to very young minds. It was revolutionary at the time to consider that children could benefit from learning environments rich in playful discovery rather than mere rote instruction. And isn't it intriguing how these core principles are still evident in today's educational frameworks? Now let's ponder together. How does our current educational system reflect or differ from these early beginnings? In our own lives, how did early education shape us, and are we seeing these values reflected in the systems our children enter today? As we examine the evolution further, a notable figure who played a significant role was Samuel Wilderspin. Wilderspin was a public advocate, fiercely passionate about the idea that children's education must be holistic. He authored several influential works and was involved in the establishment of hundreds of infant schools across England. Imagine the ripple effect of his ideas as they spread through communities, sowing early seeds of universal education. Ask yourself, how does the passion and advocacy of people like Wilderspin resonate in your own experiences or beliefs about education? Do we see similar efforts replicated in today's advocates for educational reform? Of course, these schools were not just about educating the young. They were entwined with social change. For instance, infant schools were early proponents of equality in education, pushing back against rigid class divisions of the time. As listeners, consider what parallels might exist between this period of educational reform and today's push for inclusive and equitable educational opportunities. But let's not turn a blind eye. These schools were not without controversy or challenge. Critics at the time questioned whether such structured environments were truly beneficial or if they were inadvertently rushing childhood. It's a debate that continues. What's the balance between structured learning and the essential freedom of play in a child's early years? Ultimately, these debates remind us of the ever-evolving nature of education. It's fascinating to contemplate, what will the infant schools of the future look like? As listeners, how do you perceive the role technology might play in this evolution? Call to action. I encourage you today to reflect on how the story of infant schools parallels your own educational journey or the journeys of those you know. Engage with this story. Think about how these historical frameworks have shaped societal norms around education. And if today's discussion sparked curiosity, why not delve deeper into the history of education to see how these movements evolved? As we wrap up today's episode, ponder on this. What lessons from the past should we carry forward as we build educational systems for future generations? Think about how you can contribute, whether through local initiatives, educational innovation, or simple support for those combating the challenges of modern education. Closing, thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia, where we uncover the stories behind the articles and the impact they have on our world. Until next time, keep your curiosity alive, and remember, history is not just a record of the past, it is the foundation of our future.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, History of Infant Schools in Great Britain. Thanks for listening. See you next time.